The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear viewers, welcome to our program Path to Success. We will start with the blessings of Durood-e Pak. There are countless virtues and blessings to recite Durood-e Pak on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "The person who desperately needs something should recite Durood-e Pak upon me in abundance, because it removes difficulties and troubles, increases sustenance and fulfills the needs." Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, Zawajah, today our topic is the love of the last Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ji haan, jaan hai ishq-e Mustafa, roz fuzu kare khuda, jisko ho dard ka maza, naze dawa uthaye kyun. Aur ye bhi hai na, bada pyara sher hai, ke Muhammad ki mohabbat, دین حق کی شرط اول ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اسی میں ہو اگر خامی تو سب کچھ نامکمل ہے جی ہاں یہ دین حق کی اولین شرائط میں سے ہے عشق رسول عشق مصطفیٰ these are the essence and soul of our life جو آج کا ہمارا ٹاپک ہے انشاءاللہ we'll start with the recitation of holy Quran
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي صدق الله العظيم
سبحان الله سبحان الله
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله تو شاہ خوبا تو جان جانا کا تو شاہ خوبا تو جان جانا تو شاہ خوبا تو جان جانا اے چہرہ رحم الکتاب تیرا نمبر کی Thank you. سب سے آگے
کے کا مثال تیری جب
جواب تیرا
Dear viewers of Madani channel, today we have another amazing topic, which is the love of the last prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aur ye yaad rakhiye, ye jo love hota hai, ye ishq hota hai na, ye ho jata hai. Many reasons behind it. Inshallah us pe bhi baat karenge. Kisi ki beauty ki wajah se hota hai, kisi ke attributes, excellences ki wajah se hota hai, kisi ki favor ki wajah se hota hai, bahut reason ki wajah se hota hai. Lekin jab ye محبت عشق ہو جاتا ہے نا تو وہ ایسے ایسے کام کرا دیتا ہے کہ عقلیں دنگ رہ جاتی ہیں. عقل والوں کے نصیبوں میں کہا ذوق جنوں, عشق والے ہیں جو سب کچھ لٹا دیتے ہیں. یقین کریں جو محبت کرنے والے ہوتے ہیں نا وہ سب کچھ قربان کر دیتے ہیں. اور پھر محبت بھی ایسی ذات سے کی جائے جس کی وجہ سے یہ دنیا جو ہے وہ تخلیق کی گئی ہے, جن کی رضا جو ہے وہ رب کی رضا ہے, تو پھر وہ محبت ہی کچھ اور ہوتی ہے. انشاءاللہ عزوجل آج ہمارا ٹاپک ہے عشق رسول, لو آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اور انشاءاللہ ویل اسٹارٹ ود آور عبدالحنان بھائی. انشاءاللہ عبدالحنان بھائی, بڑا پیارا ٹاپک ہے اور اس پہ تو وہی بات ہے کہ جتنی بھی بات کریں اتنی کم ہے. الحمدللہ,
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سید صاحب, نو ڈاؤٹ اٹس ون آف دی یونیک ٹاپکس, اینڈ اف یو ور ٹو سے دیٹ دس از دیٹ ٹاپک وچ میکس تھاؤزنڈز اینڈ ملینز آف آئیز شیڈ ٹیئرز, دیئر از نو ڈاؤٹ اباؤٹ اٹ.
سبحان اللہ.
وائی؟ بیکاز وین وی ٹاک اباؤٹ the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you know, you would see this even this has been coming down from generations, and you know, you would see this in some elders when they would hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you would see that there'll be like tears coming out of their eyes.
Subhanallah.
And you will see this in the company of the pious when they talk about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would basically go into the state of shedding tears in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning, and love itself, Sayyid Saab, this is something which is unique. Like you said, love can make a person do so much things. But what we got to understand is, people today, what do they love? You have people who love materialistic things, for example, the things related to the dunya. Then you have people who have love for an individual person. So there's different categories of people loving people. Some people love the dunya, some people have love for the wealth, some people have love for their property, their car, their business. And then there are people, some people who have love for their family. It's naturally like a mother would have a love for a child, and like the father would have love for the child. In this way, this love is there. And then you have a love, you know, sometimes there's love between two brothers. There's love between two friends. And like this, love is with it so much different types of people and types of things. Some can have love with one, a particular thing which someone's made something, he falls in love with it. And he just sits there and looks at it. You know, someone made a painting and he just sits there and thinks, oh, what a beautiful painting. And he just falls in love with that. So a person can fall in love with anything any time, any place. But the love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam is unique.
Subhanallah.
You know, you cannot beat the love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And behind love for the worldly things, say yes, there is always something. A person falls in love with someone or something due to the beauty of it, due to the skill of it, due to some sort of that thing has given him benefit, or sometimes it could be a person's character. So different things makes a person fall in love. But the love of the Prophet ﷺ is obviously so unique that no matter what quality you look into, fall in love with, the Prophet ﷺ has that and beyond that.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Ji, ulama ne ye mention kiya hai ki teen cheeze na mustaqil ke saath, ek husn hota hai, ek kamal hota hai aur ek ehsaan hota hai. Iski wajah se kisi se mohabbat ki jati hai. Lekin yahan ye teeno maujood hon, یعنی جمال بھی کمال کا ہو, کمال بھی کمال کا ہو, احسان بھی کمال کا ہو, وہاں عشق بھی کمال کا ہوتا ہے, وہاں پیار بھی کمال کا ہوتا ہے, اور وہ ایک ہی ذات ہے جس میں جمال خوبصورتی بھی, جن کی جو ہے کاف گیسوہا دہن یا ابرو آنکھ عین ساتھ, کاف آیا عین ساتھ ان کا ہے چہرہ نور کا ہے, جن کے آگے جو ہے نا وہ خوبصورتی بھی جو ہے میرے آقا کے قدموں میں آ کر خیرات مانگتی ہے, تو وہ خوبصورتی میں بھی کمال ہیں, ان کے کمالات کی بات کریں تو وہ بھی کمال ہیں, ان کے کمال کے آگے تو کسی کا کمال نہیں ہے, اور پھر ان کے احسانات ایسے ہیں, اللہ اکبر, جب ہم پیدا بھی نہیں ہوئے تھے تو ہمارے لیے دعائیں کر رہے تھے, اور اس وقت بھی جو ہے میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اپنے مزار پرانوار کے اندر بھی امتیوں کو یاد رکھ رہے ہیں, تو ان کے احسانات بھی اتنے, ہر چیز ان کی کمال کی ہے, تو پھر ان سے عشق بھی کمال کا ہونا چاہیے. یہی آج ہمارا ٹاپک ہے. انشاءاللہ افتخار بھائی بھی انشاءاللہ کچھ مدنی پھول دیں گے ہمیں انشاءاللہ.
The most important way to gain the love of Allah Almighty, our Creator, our Sustainer, is to have true love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Without having love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we cannot have true love for Allah Almighty. And having obedience, following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every single matter, is also a condition. Allah Almighty has made the obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a condition. And Allah Almighty has stated in Surah Ali Imran, translation from Kunzul Iman. Proclaim, O mankind, if you love Allah, follow me. Allah will love you and forgive your sins, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
Subhanallah.
If we truly want to love Allah Almighty, then without the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we cannot gain this love. Without the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we cannot love Allah truly. And further is stated that Sayyidina Sal alayhi rahmah has stated that the sign, how do we know that we love Allah Almighty? We should love the Holy Quran. If we love the Holy Quran, then we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we love the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today, one of the things is that we feel ashamed of adopting the Sunnah. It's sad to say, but we feel ashamed of adopting the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maybe on Madri channel or amongst a religious gathering, we wear Imam Sharif religious clothing. But if we ask ourselves, to a wedding, would we dress like this? If we were to go to work, would we dress like this? If we were to go to other VIPs and important people, would we dress in this manner? But the Sahaba Ikram Alayhi Ridwan and the pious predecessors, they would never give up the Sunnah. Not for anything. That we, unfortunately, we shave the beard, we trim the beard, we leave the Imam Ashrif, we leave the Miswak, we leave eating on the dining mat, we leave all this. Why? To please the people of the world. If we truly love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we would adopt all these sunnahs regardless of who's around us or where we are, regardless whether we are at work or home, regardless whether we are on the bus or walking down the street. A Muslim is a Muslim in the darkness of the night. A Muslim is a Muslim in the daylight. A Muslim adorns the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regardless of who's around him.
Subhanallah. Beshak. Bahut pyari baat ki hai. Kahi nahi hai ki Muslim ji Makkah Madina jayenge to Imam Sharif pehen le aur yahan pe aakar ne. Musliman to duniya ke kisi bhi khitte mein, whichever country you are, whichever place you are, you have to follow the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Chahe din ho, chahe raat ho, duniya ke kisi bhi mulk mein ho, Musliman Musliman hi dikhna chahiye. Ke dur se dekhe to kahe ke ye dekho ye aqa ka ghulam aa raha hai. Bahrhal bahut pyari bhai ishaat farmaiye. Hamare sath mashallah Munif Shah sahab bhi hain, inshaallah inke madni phool bhi lete hain.
Jisse sir, as Iftikhar bhai was talking about the Sunnah of the Prophet alaihi salatu wasalam, a hadith I recall of the Prophet alaihi salatu wasalam, that the one who loves my sunnah, he loves me. And the one who loves me will be in paradise.
Subhanallah.
So act upon the sunnah. If you want to love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam properly, act upon the sunnah of the beloved alayhi salatu wasalam. So I wanted to mention in this regard, regarding the sunnah, which is
Imagine, I'm going to put two scenarios in front of us at this moment in time. One, this worldly scenario, how we are currently. And one, the scenario of the Sahaba Kiram Ali Murizwan. A Sahabi, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, I love you. Today, for example, a person called Zaid, he says to the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, I love you. So same scenario. The Prophet alayhi salatu salam replied to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, do you love me more than your children? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than my children. Same question could have been asked to Zaid. Do you love us? Do you love the Prophet ﷺ more than your children? He would say yes also. Then it was asked to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O Umar radiallahu anhu, do you love me more than your wealth? Reply was given, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then so to Zaid as well, same, he could have given the same answer. Then finally a question was asked, O Umar, okay, you love me more than everything else, but do you love me more than yourself? Allah. Do you love me more than yourself? That, at that time, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, no, Ya Rasul, I love myself more than you.
Allah, Allah.
Then the Prophet Ali said, then you are not a complete believer.
Allah, Allah.
So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he isolated himself for some time and he contemplated on what, you know, who should I love more? Because the Prophet Ali does not need me. I need the Prophet Ali. So then when he went back in the court of Rasulullah, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have decided that I love you more than myself. The Prophet then said, now you have completed your faith.
SubhanAllah.
So if we want to complete our faith and our love for the Prophet, we should first of all believe with certainty that we love the Prophet completely and more than of ourselves. And that you don't, if when we say, remember, say, sir, we don't just love by talk, we love by action. Any action which the beloved Ali Sattu Salam told us to do, we should do. Pray namaz, we should pray salah. Stay away from bad things, and we should stay away from those things. If we say we love an individual, but yet, as we say, sir, we love the Prophet Ali Sattu Salam, yet we disobey them. We hate the shaitan, yet we obey him. So this is the state now. We say that we love the Prophet Ali Sattu Salam, but we disobey on what they have said. So in order to increase our love for the Prophet ﷺ, all the af'al the Prophet ﷺ did in their blessed life, we should learn about them and study them and act upon these as well.
MashaAllah. Baat hum mohabbat ki karte hain aur cheeze dushmano wali adopt ki bhi hoti hain. Baat hum idhar ki kar rahe hote hain ki hum ye hamara dushman hai, ye hamara dost hai, jo dost hai usko bura bala keh rahe hote hain, dost ke saath kuch aur sulook kar rahe hote hain, aur jo dushman hai usko cheeze bhi de rahe hote hain. To hum baat ishq-e rasool ki, mohabbat-e rasool ki, Allah se mohabbat ki kar rahe hote hain, dawa kar rahe hote hain, aur kaam zyada tar jo hote hain wo shaitan ko khush karne wale hote hain. Isme hamare liye jo guidance dene wale hain, behtareen aqa alaihi salatu wasalam ne khud taiyar kiya, wo kaun the? Sahaba ikram alaihi muridwan. Best role model हमारे लिए आका अलैहि सल्लतु वसल्लम से इश्क कैसे किया जाए, मोहब्बत कैसे की जाए. सहाबा कराम की जलवत देखें, खलवत देखें, उठना देखें, बैठना देखें, आना देखें, जाना देखें, एनीथिंग आप देखें, वो इश्क रसूल के अंदर डूबी हुई थी. हजरत अबू बकर सिद्दीक रजी अल्लाह तआला की जात उठाएं, या फारूक आजम रजी अल्लाह तआला अनु की जात उठाएं, या बिलाल हबशी रजी अल्लाह तआला अनु की जात उठाएं, या हजरत अबू जर गफारी रजी अल्लाह तआला अनु, किसी भी सहाबी रजी अल्लाह तआला की जात उठाएंगे, आपको उसके अंदर इश्क रसूल भरा हुआ नजर आएगा. इसी इश्क रसूल की बात थी कि सब कुछ कुर्बान कर दिया हजरत अबू बकर सिद्दीक ने, घर में एक सुई तक नहीं छोड़ी. और जब मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने पूछा, ए अबू बकर घर में क्या छोड़कर आए हो, तो जवाब कितना प्यारा था, अल्लाह और उसका रसूल छोड़कर आया. ये था इश्क. हजरत फारूक आजम रजी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु जो है अपनी जान से बढ़कर उसी वक्त ऑन द स्पॉट फैसला कर लिया कि या रसूलुल्लाह आप मुझे मेरी जान से भी बढ़कर प्यारे हैं. अगर आप इनकी लाइफ को पढ़ें तो आपको पता चलेगा, खाली ये नहीं, हम जो मोहब्बत नहीं करते उनसे अच्छे तो जानवर थे. मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम की उठनी कसवा, मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम का दराज गोश जो था याफूर, जब आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम का जाहिरी विशाल हो गया तो गम के अंदर जब आका के जलवे नजर आए, उन्हें कुएं में कूद कर जान दे दी, वो ऊंटनी जिसमें मेरे आका अलैहिस्सलाम सवारी फरमाते थे, जब मेरे आका का कुर्ब नहीं पाया उसने, जब जाहिरी विसाल हो गया आका अलैहिस्सलाम का, उसने खाना पीना छोड़ दिया और इसमें इंतकाल कर गई। वो दरख का तने की बात करें इश्क रसूल की, जो आका के फराग में रोता था, मेरे आका उसको लगा गले से लगा रहे जैसे बच्चे को लगाते हैं, और मेरे आका उसको जन्नत की बिशारत भी दे रहे हैं। ये इश्क रसूल थे। एक हमारा इश्क रसूल है, सुबह कुछ कह रहा होता है लेकिन किरदार हमारा कुछ और हो रहा होता है। नहीं, अगर हमने वाकई इश्क रसूल अपनाना है तो वो सहाबा कराम ने हमारे लिए ना, वो अब्दुल रहमान मैंने पिछले दिनों बात की थी, हमें पूरी गाइडलाइन दी हुई है, बिल्कुल एक सेट किया हुआ है कि इस तरीके से हमें इश्क रसूल अपनाना है, तभी हमारी जिंदगी कामयाब होगी।
सही साहब, नो डाउट, इट्स समथिंग व्हिच वी हैव टू क्रिएट इनसाइड आवरसेल्फ। यू नो, सम पीपल थिंक ओके जस्ट वर्बली क्लेमिंग दैट आई लव द प्रोफेट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, इट्स नॉट गोना बी, वी हैव टू ब्रिंग दिस इनसाइड आवरसेल्फ दैट वी लव द प्रोफेट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। हाउ यू विल क्रिएट दिस, इट्स लाइक जस्ट द एग्जांपल इज ऑफ द मैटर्स व्हेन वी, you know, say so, when someone is desperately in need of something, they were like, we're desperately in need of wealth. What happens is that person goes out of his way to earn the wealth. If he has to leave his children, he has to leave his family, he has to leave his country, he will go. In the same way, that person is ill. In the morning, he gets up, he has a fever, he has a temperature. Yet, that person, he didn't get up for Fajr to go into the namaz in that state. But when it comes to the love for the wealth, he will force himself out of bed. He will go to work even in the state of fever, even in the state. Why? Because he feels that this is a need. In the same way, say something more than that, when we will find this inside ourselves, that we need the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because this is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which will be a means of our protection. This is love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which will be a means of our forgiveness. This love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be the means of our saving ourselves from the punishment of the grave on the day of judgment, the hardship of the... Yes. Because it's all that takes. Anything you love, when you love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will no doubt he will be our savior, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Inshallah.
If we're talking about how to increase our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we have to talk about Ashiq Akbar, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And one of the events that I would like to share with you is that when Muslims were at the initial stage, they were hiding their Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised them to hide their Islam due to danger. But when Muslims reached the number of 38, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, and he gained this passion to want to propagate the deen. And he knew there was difficulties and danger. He requested in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised him not to do so. But his passion, his jazba, was such that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam eventually said to him that, yes, go and you can preach. So he radiallahu ta'ala stood by the Kaaba and started preaching Islam. Now the enemies, the disbelievers, they attacked Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq in such a way that they left him unconscious in a pool of blood. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an was lifted, taken to his house, was looked after, taken care of. As soon as he gained his consciousness, as soon as he opened his eyes, the first words that he uttered, how is my Aqa? How is my master? How is my prophet? How is my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Forget about my condition. Where is my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He was given water to drink. He said, I'm not going to drink until I see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was given food. He said, I'm not going to eat until I see my master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Eventually, he didn't eat, he didn't drink until he was taken. And when he saw and embraced the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, only after that he began to eat. And this was the love of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. And on the night and the day of Hijrat, the migration from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara, so Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, he would sometimes come in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he would come to the left, then to the right, then behind, and he would repeat this, then in front, to the left, to the right, then behind again. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled at him and said, what are you doing? He said, when I fear that the enemies will come from the front, I want to come at the front. When I feel that they're going to come from the left, I'll come to the left. When I feel they might attack from the right or go to the right, then I'll go behind. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what do you wish? What do you want? So the Akbar radiallahu ta'ala said, I wish I sacrificed my life for you.
Subhanallah.
I wish I could give my life for you. And these were just not words. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, when this waqia continues in the sword, etc., etc., Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, and was the friend in the cave, the friend in the Mazar Sharif, on the day of judgment will be raised with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, holding the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is devotion. This is love, not just verbally, but as they say in English, actions speak louder than words, and the words of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala and we still learn from today.
Subhanallah. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, to waqi wo to apni jaan de chuke the na, halanki jaan bachana farz hota hai. لیکن آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام صدیق بل کے غار میں جا اس پہ دے چکے اور حفظ جا تو جان فروز و غرر کی ہے، ہاں تو نے ان کو جان انہیں پھیر دی نماز، پر وہ تو کر چکے تھے جو کرنی بشر کی ہے، ثابت ہوا کہ جملہ فرائض فرو ہیں، اصل اصول بندگی استاد ور کی ہے، اصل میں تو بندگی انہی کی، ان کا تو حکم آ جائے تو نماز چھوڑ کر جانی پڑتی ہے، کسی اور کے حکم پہ نہیں، لیکن میرے آقا بلائیں تو اپنی نماز چھوڑ کر میرے آقا کی بارگاہ میں جائیں اور واپس آ کر وہیں سے کنٹینیو کر لیں گے، نماز پوری ہو جاتی تھی، تو یہ تو میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا مرتبہ ہے. اور پھر صدیق اکبر بعد از انبیاء افضل البشر جو ہے صدیق اکبر، انہوں نے تو کہتے ہیں نا عشق کی جو تاریخ رقم کرنی تھی وہ صدیق اکبر نے کی، سب کچھ قربان کر دیا. یہ یاد رکھیں میرے آقا سے جس نے وفا کی ہے، جس نے محبت کی ہے، وہ اللہ کا بھی محبوب بنا ہے، جس نے پیارے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کو جو ہے میرے آقا سے محبت کی ہے، میرے آقا پر کچھ قربان کیا ہے، وہ رب کا بھی محبوب بن جاتا ہے، پھر رب اس کو نوازتا ہے جیسے صدیق اکبر نے اور صحابہ کرام اور بزرگوں نے دین کے آپ واقعات پڑھیں تو آپ کو پتا چلے گا کہ عشق کیا ہوتا ہے. ہمارا عشق تو واقعی وہ کہتے ہیں نا کہ عشق کے عین کا بھی نہیں پتا، محبت کی میم کا بھی جو ہمیں نہیں پتا. اللہ کرے کہ ہم عشق رسول کے اندر زندگی گزارنے والے بن جائیں.
Remember the story of that sahabiya whose husband went into war, brother went into war, and when they were returning from the battle and she was told that her husband is being martyred, a brother has been martyred, and every time when she was told of this, all she said was inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun, and then she would say that how is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she would inquire about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time. Just imagine, say yourself, this just goes to show the extent of their love, that husbands passed away, brothers passed away, yet the what's on the mindset, like we were talking about, all it's on the mindset is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam okay? Till she did not find out that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was okay, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was fine, she didn't find it ease, and the sorrow of her husband passing away was nothing compared to knowing about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Hamare idhar to zara sa kuch پاؤں میں تکلیف آئی ہے تو نماز چلی جاتی ہے. میرے آقا فرماتے ہیں نماز میری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک ہے. تو میرے آقا کی ٹھنڈک جو ہے وہ نماز اور یہ عاشق رسول. اب تو نہیں کہ عاشق رسول کہلانا اچھی بات ہے، لیکن اس معیار پر بھی تو پورا اترنا چاہیے نا، جیسے یہ واقعات کی باتیں ہو رہی ہیں. اللہ ہم کو حقیقی عشق رسول عطا فرمائے. منیب بھائی انشاءاللہ کچھ فرما رہے ہیں.
Say sir, mashallah, beautiful waqiat they mentioned. Say sir, there was a share, I think you said at the start, کہ جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ روز وضو کریں خدا، جس کو ہو درد کا مزہ. This part here I would like to focus on, جس کو ہو درد کا مزہ. That these individual صحابیات and the صحابہ کرام علیہم رضوان, they which مزہ is there in pain, that pain of losing your life, that is there, but they found comfort in that pain.
Allah.
This is why they said we want to sacrifice our life in your way. Say, sir, you know, Sahaba Kiram Ali Muridwan, and one point I would like to touch upon here as well is that they mentioned that we were taught the seerah of the Prophet Ali Sattu Salam just as we were taught the Quran. How we were taught the Quran, Alif, Ba'ata, etc. This is how exactly we were taught the seerah of the Prophet Ali Sattu Salam. So, therefore, we should learn about the seerah, the biography of the Prophet Ali Sattu Salam. And say, sir, whenever or any Sahabi used to hear or learn about a certain action, a certain fi'l of the Prophet ﷺ, and if they could do it straight away, they would do it. One Sahabi, he was walking and a tree was there, a tree branch, and he just ducked under it and he went and he walked. Another Sahabi asked that, why did you do that? He goes, I don't know why they done it.
Allah.
I'm just doing it because I saw our beloved ﷺ do it. So little action they used to pick up on, and this is what we learn, say sahab, and this mindset has been given to us by Amir Ahl Sunnah Dama Barakatum Al Aliya, and he said this himself as well on Madani channel, that whenever I find out about a Sunnah of the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I try my utmost best to act upon this Sunnah of the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the teaching our Shaykh, our Murshid gives to his Murideen and to the people around the globe as well, that whenever you can find a Sunnah of the Prophet, authentic Sunnah of the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, adopt that into your lifestyle, because who knows, this could be that means for your forgiveness in the day of judgment.
Subhanallah. Kisi ki ada ko ada kar raha hu. Mohabbat ki baat ho rahi hai. To ye yaad rakhe, duniya mein na mohabbat jo hai na jealousy paida karti hai, रिश्ते ब्रेक करती है, लेकिन दुनिया के अंदर एक मोहब्बत ऐसी है जो सब में जुड़ाव पैदा करती है। यानी हर मोहब्बत है ना, कहीं ना कहीं पता चले ना कि अब्दुल रहमान भाई से कोई प्यार करता है तो कहीं ना कहीं जेलिसी पैदा हो जाएगी, कहीं ना कहीं ऐसी चीज पैदा हो जाएगी, वो हो नहीं दो मिले होंगे, तीन मिले होंगे, चौथे के अंदर हसद पैदा हो जाएगा। लेकिन दुनिया में एक मोहब्बत ऐसी है जो हर जगह दुनिया के किसी भी हिस्से में हो वो आपको जोड़कर रख देती है, और वो आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम की मोहब्बत है। दुनिया की मोहब्बत में खसारा मिल सकता है, दोस्त धोखा दे सकता है, माँ बाप जा सकते हैं, रुसवाई हो सकती है, लेकिन मेरे आका की मोहब्बत में कोई रुसवाई नहीं है। मेरे आका की मोहब्बत लोगों को जोड़ती है, मेरे आका की मोहब्बत जन्नत में लेकर जाती है, दुनिया की मोहब्बत जन्नत से दूर करती है। दुनिया की जो मोहब्बत है वो जो है क्या कहते हैं गुनाह की तरफ लेकर जाती है। असल तो बुराइयों की जो जड़ है वो दुनिया की मोहब्बत है, गुनाहों की जड़ जो है, लेकिन मेरे आका की मोहब्बत ऐसी है जो जन्नत में लेकर जाती है, जो रुसवाई से बचाती है। दोस्त बेवफाई करते हैं लेकिन रब्बे काबा की कसम मेरे आका की मोहब्बत में कभी रुसवाई नहीं हो सकती, कभी बेवफाई नहीं हो सकती। आका से मोहब्बत कर कर तो देखें, आपको मजे को मजा ना आए तो बात करिएगा। बड़ा प्यारा कलाम है इंशाल्लाह, वो लेंगे और आपको सुनाएंगे इंशाल्लाह, इश्के रसूल में इजाफा भी होगा अब्दुल हनान भाई और मुनीब भाई के मदनी फूल के बाद इंशाल्लाह।
Say sahab, once a companion came into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, when will the final hour come? And when will the last time, the time of the day of judgment will come? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, what have you prepared for it?
Allah.
The companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya Rasulullah, I do not have lots of prayers, I do not have lots of fast, but I know one thing, I love Allah and His Messenger.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
When the Prophet ﷺ heard this, the Prophet ﷺ said to him, you will be with the one who you love.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, he says that we never felt more joy when we heard this from the Prophet ﷺ.
Subhanallah.
Till the time when we embraced Islam, till this time, we have never felt more joy till we heard this from the Prophet ﷺ, that you will be with the one you love.
Subhanallah.
And you know, this was the Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan. And also, there's so many things you could take from this, Sahib, is that one, that sometimes, you know, a lot of nafli ibadat, you know, nafli worship, the faraiz we have to do, no matter what. But nafli ibadat, but what is more greater than all this, and even greater than our faraiz, is the love for Rasulullah sallallahu
alaihi wasallam.
And if we will have this, inshallah, so we will have the company of the Brother. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clearly said, you will be with the one who you love. And this is why it's important to have the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our heart, so that we could be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. Because the one who is going to be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day, they're the ones who are going to be successful.
Subhanallah.
They're the ones who are going to enter paradise. And you know, in other narrations, you know, the Sahaba, one of the companions, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked what you want. The companion's name just gone out of my mind. He said, ask what you want. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I want your companionship in
Subhanallah,
judgment.
Subhanallah.
This is what the Sahaba was.
Hazrat Rabia.
Hazrat Rabia. And he said, ask Rabia. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I want your companionship in Jannah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ask him for anything else. He said, this is enough for me. So the companionship of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is gained through the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it's to gain that, we have to create that love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our hearts.
Nabi Mukhtare Kul hai, jisko jo chahe ata gaye. Jannat bhi maa aqa ke kadmon mein aa rahe. Aqa jisko chahe nawaz dein, kyunki wo malik e konain hai. Chabi hai tamam cheezon ki mere aqa ke haath mein. Aur ye jo riwayat sunai na, bahut iske andar madani phool hai. Aur wo ye ki aaj duniya mein aap follow kar rahe ho. किसको फला फैशन इख्तार को, वो आधे नंगे कपड़े पहन के घूम रहा है माशाल्लाह, लंबी लंबे बाल तो चुटियां तो पता नहीं क्या कहते अजीब सब नाम भी लेते हुए अजीब जाते हैं, तो कड़े तो बैंगल्स तो पता नहीं टॉप्स तो क्या मतलब अजीब ये कमा हो रहा है, लगता है कार्टून लग रहे हो, तो कहते यार देखो मैं कार्टून लग रहा, खुश हो रहे होते, इतना भी नहीं आता कि अल्लाह ने मर्द बनाया मर्द बनाया मर्द बनाया मर्द की तरह चलो, मर्द बनाया मर्द की तरह रहो, ये दाढ़ी मुबारक मर्द को अता की गई है, लेकिन वो अजीब हुलिया बनाकर चल रहे होते, कयामत में उनके साथ हो गए जिनको तुम दुनिया में फॉलो करते हो गए, जिनसे तुम दुनिया में मोहब्बत करते हो गए। अगर खुदा ना खास्ता खात्मा ऐसो के साथ हो गया, मोहब्बत जो बेनमाजी थे, जो कुरान की तिलावत नहीं करते थे, जो माशाल्लाह गुनाहों में डूबे हुए थे, तो कयामत में कहीं उनके साथ हशर ना हो जाए। कयामत में हम चाहते हैं हम आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम के झंडे के नीचे हों, तो हमें बातें भी तो वो अपनानी चाहिए जो आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने फरमाई है। सहाबा कराम बुजुर्गाने दीन तो जो है वो उनकी जिंदगी कतई जन्नती है, लेकिन ईद के दिन रो रहे होते हैं फारूक आजम रजे, दुर्रा मारते हैं अपने पाँव पे, कहते हैं आज का दिन हिसाब का दिन है, ईद उनके लिए है, इनके लिए जिनके रोजे जो है वो कबूल होगा अल्लाह की बारगाह में। मुझे नहीं पता कि मेरे रोजे कबूल हुए या नहीं हुए। और गौसे पाक रहमतुल्लाह अलैह क्या फरमाते हैं कि मेरे लिए ईद का वो दिन होगा जिस दिन मैं अपना ईमान सलामत लेके दुनिया से जाऊंगा। और हम तो ऐसे जी रहे हैं कि जैसे मरना नहीं है। नहीं, मरने के लिए हम दुनिया में मरने के लिए आए वल्लाह। और इस दुनिया के अंदर ही जिन्होंने आका से मोहब्बत की है वो सितारे बने हैं। अब्दुल्ला बिन उस्मान आते हैं, अबू बकर सिद्दीक रजी अल्लाह तआला बन जाते हैं, उमर बिन खत्ताब आते हैं, इश्के रसूल में डूबते हैं, अमीरुल मोमिनीन फारूक आजम रजी अल्लाह तआला बन जाते हैं, उस्मान बिन अफ्फान आते हैं, मेरे आका की मोहब्बत में जो गिरफ्तार होते हैं, ऐसी मोहब्बत करते हैं कि जुन्नूरैन का लकब पाते हैं, अली बिन अबी तालिब आते हैं, असदुल्लाह लाइन ऑफ अल्लाह बन जाते हैं, खालिद बिन वलीद आते हैं, सैफुल्लाह का लकब मिलता है, बिलाल हबशी आते हैं, इमामुल मोअज्जिनीन बन जाते हैं, नुमान बिन साबित आते हैं, इमाम आजम अबू हनीफा रहमतुल्लाह अलैह बन जाते हैं, अब्दुल कादिर जिलानी रहमतुल्लाह आते हैं, गौसे आजम शे जो है सुल्तानुल औलिया बन जाते हैं। आप इनको पढ़ते जाएं, इनकी सीरत जो भी है, इनके अंदर जो मेन वस्फ आपको नजर आएगा वो इश्क रसूल था। आका अलैह सलातो सलाम से बढ़कर इश्क करने वालों को फिर अल्लाह ताला रुतबा भी ऐसा अता करता है कि हजारों साल गुजर जाते हैं फिर भी जो है उनके दरे दौलत से जो है लोगों को खैरातें बट रही होती है, मोहब्बतें बट रही होती हैं, और क्या कहते हैं उनकी मुरादें पूरी होती हैं। अल्लाह हमें भी इनकी मोहब्बतों का सदका अता फरमाए। बहरहाल बिफोर ही टेक इंशाल्लाह बड़ा प्यारा कलाम है, लेने से पहले हमारे इंशाल्लाह मुनीब शाह साहब का एक मदनी फूल और फिर डायरेक्ट आपको एक कलाम सुनाते हैं बड़ा प्यारा।
जी सही सर, यू नो व्हेन यू लव सम इंडिविजुअल और एनी बीइंग, यू लव हिम बिकॉज ऑफ सर्टेन रीजनिंग, लाइक आवर मदर, शी गेव बर्थ टू अस, वी लव हिम बिकॉज शी प्रोवाइड्स फॉर अस, शी लुक्स आफ्टर अस। So therefore, this is a connection between a mother and a child. Similarly, someone, anyone in this world as well, when we love someone, is based upon what favors he has done for us. Or when we hate someone, is based upon the actions that the bad actions he's done for us. But the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you want to increase the love of the best of creation, Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, remember the favors that they have done, or will do for you, and on the day of judgment, how the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will help us. Because today, whoever we love, they won't be able to help us on the day of judgment. Our mothers that we love so daily as well, may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give all of our mothers a high maqam in Jannah.
Ameen.
But they won't be able to help us on the day of judgment. There's only one being that will help us, and that's the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah says that ma jab iklote ko chode, ke pulate ye hain. That even at that time, the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will help us. So how can you not love such one, such an individual who has helped us before, who has made this nation the best of nations, who will help us on the day of judgment, who will help us when we are thirsty on the day of judgment,
Allah,
who will help us by giving the abek also to us, by making us drink from the blessed hand as well, who will help us pass the bridge of Sirat, who will help us in every situation, every bad situation that we are in. That individual, Aqa Ali Sattu Salam, how can we not love that individual? Today, if someone does one favor for us, or someone lends us money, gives money for us to keep, to lend a certain amount of money, we become thankful for that individual throughout our life. Even our generation thank that individual. But how can we not thank the Prophet Ali Sattu Salam and increase our love for them? That does not help us, but will have helped our generations and will help us in the day of judgment and will enter paradise as well.
Subhanallah.
We should, you know, listen and read about the biography of the Prophet Ali Sattu Salam, that how they will help this nation before in a time of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, where even the women of today, Islam is the religion that gave them the rights. Balki, it would not be wrong to say, as Musa mentioned as well, that in Islam, women have more rights than men. Women, they have more rights than men. And today, it's complained that women have no rights. If you study Islam thoroughly, you will understand that women have more rights than men. Allah. Certain, even about orphans, Islam is the one who taught how to respect orphans. Islam, Aqa Ali Sattu Salam, when I say Islam, I mean Aqa Ali Sattu Salam is the one who taught to respect everyone, even other religions when it comes to it. Do not belittle them. And this is the shan of Mustafa Ali Sattu Salam, but how can you not love such an individual?
Subhanallah. La wa rabbil arsh jisko jo mila unse mila, badhti hai kaunain mein, neymat Rasulullah ki. Aqa Ali Sattu Salam ne اس وقت بھی جو ہے میراک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام جو ہے قبر انور کے اندر امتی امتی ہیں، جب تھے میراک علیہ السلام دنیا میں تشریف لا رہے ہیں تب بھی امتی امتی، عرش پر جا رہے ہیں تب بھی امتی امتی، قبر انور کے اندر تشریف لے کر جا تب بھی امتی امتی، اور قیامت کے دن بھی امتی امتی، کہیں جیسے انہوں نے بتایا نا حوض کوثر کے اوپر تو کہیں جو ہے وہ کیا کہتے ہیں میزان کے اوپر پلڑے بھاری کرا رہے ہوں گے، تو کہیں پر جو ہے وہ جو امتیوں کو پار لگا رہے ہوں گے، ایسوں سے بھی محبت نہیں کریں گے تو کس سے کریں گے، جن کا احسان ایسا احسان کہ دنیا میں والد والدہ جو کہتے ہیں نا تھوڑے سے محبت کرتے ہیں کچھ دیتے ساری زندگی احسان، یہ ختم ہو جائیں گے رشتے، دنیا کی ہر چیز ختم ہو جائے گی، ہر محبت ہر تعلق ہر رشتہ ختم ہو جائے گا، باپ بیٹے کا رشتہ ختم ہو جاتا ہے، دنیا سے جاتے کچھ عرصے یاد رکھتے اس کے بعد دادا کے دادا کو کسی نے یاد نہیں رکھا ہوا، ان کے دادا کا تو نام بھی نہیں پتا ہوگا، دنیا کے تمام رشتے تمام محبتوں کو زوال اور ختم ہے، لیکن میرے آقا کی محبت کو کبھی زوال نہیں ہے، میرے آقا جو محبت کرتے ہیں اپنی امت سے وہ کبھی ختم نہیں ہوگی اور وہ قیامت تک رہے گی، اسی محبت کے صدقے میں انشاءاللہ یہ امت جنت میں جائے گی، تو ان سے بھی محبت نہیں کریں گے تو کس سے کریں گے، ایک بڑا پیارا کلام ہے انشاءاللہ، آئیے سلسلے میں لیتے ہیں، اس کے بعد پھر عدیل بھائی سے بھی انشاءاللہ کچھ کلام سنیں گے۔
مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا، میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں، آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں، آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں، میری عقل بھی نہیں میری شکل بھی نہیں، مینو یار مناون دا ڈھنگ بھی نہیں، میری عقل بھی نہیں شکل بھی نہیں، مینو یار مناون دا ڈھنگ بھی نہیں، میرا عشق بھی رومی ورگا نہیں، میرا عشق بھی رومی ورگا نہیں، میری جامی ورگی توڑ نہیں، پر مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا، میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں، میرا عشق یہ کہندا ہے حوصلہ رکھ، آقا دا بلاوا آوے گا، میرا عشق یہ کہندا ہے حوصلہ رکھ، آقا دا بلاوا آوے گا، پر کی کریے بے صبری دا، پر کی کریے بے صبری دا، میرے دل وچوں جاندا چور نہیں، تیرے نام دے تذکرے عرشاں تے، تیرے حسن دے چرچے فرشاں تے، تیرے نام دے تذکرے عرشاں تے، تیرے حسن دے چرچے فرشاں تے، کوئی تھا نہیں ایسی جس تھا تے، کوئی تھا نہیں ایسی جس تھا تے، تیرے عشق دا آقا شور نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں تیرے ذکر دے چرچے فرشاں تے تیرے عشق دے چرچے عرشاں تے کوئی ایسی جا نہیں جس جاتے کوئی ایسی جا نہیں جس جاتے میرے آقا تیرا شور نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا بالے لکھ دیوے تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا بالے لکھ دیوے جے دل وچ عشق نبی دا نہیں تیری روشن ہونی گور بھی نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں
کیا پیارا کلام ہے اور اس سے مزید اس کے رسول کی بات جو ہے وہ کیا کہتے ہیں نا کہ وہ اجاگر ہوتی ہوئی نظر آتی ہے اور عشق جو ہے نا وہ خاص طور پہ حسن اور بیوٹی کی وجہ سے بہت زیادہ ہوتا ہے اور میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا حسن و جمال حسن و حسن کے تو پیکر ہے نا ایسا تجھے خالق نے ترا دار بنایا یوسف کو تیرا طالب دیدار بنایا کونین بنائے گئے سرکار کی خاطر کونین کی خاطر تمہیں سرکار بنا ایسا حسن و جمال تھا ایسے حسن کے پیکر تھے جس سے مرجائیاں مرجھائی ہوئی کلیاں جو ہوتی ہیں وہ کھل اٹھتی تھی افسردہ دل چین پا جاتے تھے آنکھیں ٹھنڈی ہو جاتی تھی روحوں کو قرار آ جاتا تھا دلوں کو سکون میسر ہو جاتا تھا اس منبع حسن و جمال کی ذات چاند سے زیادہ حسین سورج سے زیادہ روشن جس کی رنگت سے دل جگمگانے لگتے تھے وہ ذات اقدس کے پھولوں کا حسن جس کے قدموں پہ نثار اور جنت جن کے جلوے سے جو یا رنگ و بو پھول جس کے حسن کا طالب ہو اور جیسے ایسے ترادار ہوں کہ یوسف بھی جن کے دیدار کے طالب ہو جن کے حسن پر گردنیں کٹ جاتی تھی جانے فدا فنا ہو جاتی تھی دل قربان ہو جاتے تھے جن کا وجود جو ہے کیا کہتے ہیں منہ مبارک سے لے کے بال مبارک سے لے کے پاؤں مبارک کے تلووں تک بے مثل و بے مثال ہو ایسے پیارے سے بھی محبت نہیں کریں گے تو کس سے کریں گے کہ کوئی آتا تھا جان لینے یعنی آج کے دور میں کوئی آئے بہت زیادہ نرم ہو جائے نا کسی کی جان لینے کے لیے آئے اس کے دل میں نرمی آئے گی کیا آئے گا چھوڑ دیا میں نے چھوڑو کچھ نہیں کرتا ایسے میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا حسن ایسا تھا جان لینے والا آتا تھا جان دینے والا بن جاتا تھا کہ اپنی جان قربان کر دینے والا بن جاتا تھا یہ میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا حسن تھا اللہ اکبر ایسا میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کو اللہ نے حسن عطا فرمایا ہے کہ چاند سورج ستارے بھی جو ہے وہ ان کے نور کی جو ہے نا وہ خیرات لیتے تھے سبحان اللہ جی انشاءاللہ ہمارے منیب بھائی سوالے سے کچھ فرمائیں گے بڑے کچھ کلام کی تشریح بھی کریں گے انشاءاللہ
اسے سب دی حسن و مصطفیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام یو نو اف Just, if you just leave the other attribute of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam to the side for 1 minute, but just talk about the Husn of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, just one glimpse of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, you look at, you become and fall in love with them. Some people, individuals, they even said, just by looking at the face of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, laysa bi wajhil kazzab. That this face of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam is not face of a liar. And is mentioned as well that qad mome jabin ko rehne do. چہرے کا تصور مشکل ہے جب چاند سے روشن ایڑی ہے رخسار کا عالم کیا ہوگا leave your forehead in the feet you know when the heel is more is beautiful then what can be said about the رخسار about the face of رسول اللہ علیہ السلام and is mentioned in regarding the حسن مصطفیٰ علیہ السلام that they had such beauty they would when they would enter a dark place you become illuminated
سبحان اللہ
when they would enter a dark room you become illuminated similar that needle waqia as well when the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Salam entered that room become so illuminated that you could find a needle because of the nur of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam how can you not love that personality who Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has created the best of creation that personality who we are created because of as well is mentioned to such an extent say sir that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has mentioned that I would have not even shown that I was a lord if it was not because of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's the jain-e kainat, as you mentioned at the start as well. How can we not love and revere such a personality whose husn is mentioned in the Quran, wadduha, whose you know, blessed Zulfi Mubarak is mentioned in the Quran. Every aspect of the life of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned in Quran and the Hadith. Such an individual who Sahaba-i-Kiram praise, such an individual who the Tabi'een praise, such an individual who Taba Tabi'een praise, such an individual for 1400 years, everyone is praising the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, be it Muslim, be it other individuals, everyone is praising the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why? Because they love the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, be it their generosity, be it their jood o karam, be it their husn o jamal, be it their kamal, any aspect you love of the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, be it their mu'jizat, diye mu'jiza anbiya ko khuda ne, mera nabi mu'jiza ban ke aaya. The Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you look at any aspect, you look at the mu'jiza, you love them. You look at the miracles, you love them. You look at the husn, you love the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You love the generosity, you love the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You love the authority, you love the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You look at the way of dressing, even though it was sada, but you still love the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When you look at how much they used to eat themselves, you love the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When you read about the biography of the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they said, with all due honesty, when you look at, Allah, when you read the Prophet Aisam biography with love and devotion, Allah, that this is that individual who will help me throughout my life, will help my children and everyone who has helped the Sahaba Kiram. This is why in the Quran is mentioned, because of the Prophet ﷺ, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It is because of the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that everyone will be forgiven on the Day of Judgment because of the seal of the Prophet Ali Sallallahu
Alaihi Wasallam.
کرو تیرے نام پہ جاویدہ بھی نہیں جی بھرا تو جہاں سے بھی نہیں جی بھرا کرو کیا کرو جہاں نہیں سلو ہی وہ
میں بات ہو رہی ہے حسن مصطفیٰ کی. اچھا یہ بھی کمال ہے نا, حسن الگ ہے اور اس کا کمال بھی الگ ہے. چہرے کا حسن الگ ہے, جمال الگ ہے, کمال الگ ہے, آنکھوں کا جمال الگ ہے, کمال الگ ہے, آنکھوں کی بینائی کا جمال الگ ہے, کمال الگ ہے, پوئے مبارک کا جو ہے وہ جمال الگ ہے, کمال الگ ہے, دہن مبارک, دندان مبارک, میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی جو ہے نا ناخن مبارک, انگلیاں مبارک, ہاتھ مبارک, جسم مبارک, لعاب مبارک, حتیٰ کہ میرے آقا کے پاؤں کے ناخن مبارک بھی, ان کی خوبصورتی الگ ہے اور سب کا کمال الگ ہے. یعنی کمال پہ بات کرنے جائے تو کمال ہی کمال ہے, جمال پہ بات کرنے جائے تو جمال بھی کمال گیا.
صحیح صاحب, I think his Allah Hazrat shared regarding Sina Yusuf alayhi salam that the women of Misr when they saw Sina Yusuf alayhi salam,
Husn-e Yusuf pe kati Misr mein angusht zana,
they cut their fingers and this was why, because the beauty of Sina Yusuf alayhi salam was unique and everyone knows that Sina Yusuf alayhi salam is known as his beauty. And when the women of Misr they saw, they asked Zulaikha that how can you fall in love with a slave, because Sina Yusuf alayhi salam was taken as a slave. And they started to question him. And what she did was she set up a room where she put fruits and she gave them knives to cut. So, and Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam entered the room. Now, when Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam entered the room, the state of the women became such that they didn't realize that they were cutting their fingers. They were actually cutting the fingers, not the fruits which were there. And this shows that the extent of the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. And Allah rahmatullahi alayhi is talking about this was the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, that the women of Misr they cut their fingers. If those who would saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the people, they would have they cut off their heads, they will sacrifice their heads for the Prophet, the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu
alayhi
علماء لکھتے ہیں, اعلیٰ حضرت نے جو شعر لکھا نا, یہ تضاد کی تاریخ میں بھی ایک تاریخی شعر ہے کہ ایسا اس کے اندر تضاد ہے نا, تضاد کا مطلب اس کے اپوزٹ بالکل ایسی چیزیں آ رہی ہیں, وہاں مصر ہے اور یہاں پر ہے. آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام جو ہے عرب کے نوجوان ہیں, وہاں عورتیں ہیں, وہاں انگلیاں, یہاں سر ہے, مصر میں انگشت زنا سر کٹاتے ہیں تیرے نام پہ, وہاں دیکھ کر انگلیاں کٹ رہی ہیں, صرف نام پر سر کٹانے کو تیار ہو جاتے ہیں. تو اعلیٰ حضرت نے بھی شاعری کمال کی. بہرحال افتخار بھائی بھی میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے حسن مصطفیٰ کی بھی باتیں ہو رہی, کیونکہ یہ بھی ایک کہتے ہیں نا محبت ہونے کا ایک, تو ادھر ادھر بھاگ رہے ہوتے ہیں. میں یہاں پہ ایک عرض کرتا چلوں, جس سے بھی محبت کرتے ہیں دنیا میں از اے چیلنج, اس کو سچ ریسرچ اینالائز کریں. آپ جس سے بھی محبت کرتے دو دن نہ نہ بدبو آئے گی. ہاں بولے کہ بھائی تھوڑا نہ کرا, اچھا وہ بولے کہ تھوڑا دانت وہاں صاف نہ کرے تو بولے کہ بھائی اس کے پسینے سے بھی بدبو آتی ہے, یہ نہا نہیں رہا ہے کیسا, اس سے دور ہو رہا. لیکن میرے آقا نے ہم ان سے محبت کی بات کر رہے ہیں جن کے پسینے مجھ سے زیادہ خوشبو ہے, عنبر سے زیادہ خوشبو ہے. صحابہ کرام علیہم رضوان میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے پسینے مبارک مانگ کر لے کر جاتے تھے اور عطر کے طور پہ یوز کرتے تھے اور وہ خوشبو ایسی ہوتی تھی کہ پورے مدینے میں پھیل جاتی تھی. میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے پسینے کی خوشبو ایسی, تو میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی باقی حسن کے کیا کہنے ہوں گے. تو اسی لیے میں عرض کر رہا ہوں کہ دنیا کی محبت میں ادھر ادھر بھاگ رہے ہیں, ان سے محبت کریں, یقین کریں جن کے پسینے کے اندر بھی جو ہے وہ مشک اور عنبر سے زیادہ خوشبو ہے.
سبحان اللہ, ماشاء اللہ. A couple of واقعات come to my mind, mashallah. You mashallah changed the topic in such a way. What I was planned to say, I'm going to inshallah now leave that for a little while. But when the blessed personalities and the blessed companions, they used to see the beautiful face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many enemies used to come. For example, before embracing Islam, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala, and he prepared 100 questions, went into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? So they can ask such a question which will the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot answer. And he radiallahu ta'ala had, before accepting Islam, embracing Islam, prepared those 100 questions. Soon as he saw the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he forgot every single one of those 100 questions. The people that got him the questions ready said, at least you should have asked once. One question would have no regret. He said, when I saw the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I realized this is not the face of a liar.
You know, Abdullah bin Salam is mentioned that when he would see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if he was on a palm tree, he would, out of love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would jump off the tree. This was the state of his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
And he was the individual that 100 questions ready to go into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then further, the waqia when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes for a walk, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam purchases the red camel, and the lady, she says, I'll be the guarantor, I'll pay for this.
Allah,
she asked, did you know who this individual was? She said, I don't know who this individual was, but it's not the face of a liar. Such was the face of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you were mentioning, Shah Sahib, regarding today, and I'll say this for the youngsters that are watching, the youth that are watching as well, safeguard your eyes. Protect your eyes. Why? These eyes want to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember, the love of this world will finish. Whoever you fall in love with, it might be for her beauty or for that individual's beauty. But remember that love is temporary or finish. When you go to the grave, your loved ones will leave you and go. No one's prepared to go one night into the grave with you, 2 days into the grave. No one's prepared to stay the night in the graveyard with you. They go, they leave. But yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come into the grave. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be shown the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Will be asked, what did he used to say about this blessed in the personality?
Allah.
And then, if we didn't love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam like we should have, and like we have the opportunity to do so, then we will regret it. But talking about how the Ash'ari were mentioning, the people, they, without seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they sacrificed themselves, their lives. One waqi, which I'll summarize very short. That individual, there were 3 young individuals, and the 2 brothers, they were, their life was taken, but the 3rd was in prison. Why? So his iman can be snatched.
Allah.
His iman can be snatched. Remember, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would save our iman as well. His iman can be snatched. He didn't leave Islam. He was given temptations. He was given money. He was offered kingdom. He was offered luxuries. He didn't leave Islam. He said, I have love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the trap was what? They put the most beautiful woman in the room along with him. She adorned herself, she went in the room, she sat there, she had her makeup on, she put on her favorite perfume, etc. And now youngsters, they go out trying to get a glimpse of a beauty of a woman. But the woman's in the room and is alone. He wouldn't look at that woman. He would not look at the woman. He would stand for salah, read salah, he would keep his fast. Not one look, she would tempt him, she would try to speak to him. He didn't look at that woman once. Eventually, 1 week passed, 2 weeks passed. That woman, she tried everything. Eventually, she screamed out frustration. Oh, young man, why don't you look at me? He said, why should I look at your beauty when my eyes have seen the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why is your hair compared to the zulfa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Your beauty is nothing. I don't want to look at you. Eventually, the story carries on. But eventually, that young lady, she embraced Islam as well. When you are gripped in the love and engrossed in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everything around you seems nothing to you. The beauties, the temptations of this world. Why? Because all you want to see, these eyes want to see, is the beloved, which is our master sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Abdullah bin Zaid Ansari radiallahu ta'ala ka waqia yaad aa raha hai. کہ جب میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا ظاہری وصال ہو گیا, مستجاب الدعوات تھے, صاحب اذن تھے, یعنی ان کی دعائیں قبول ہوتی تھی. جب آقا کا ظاہری وصال ہوا تو اللہ کی بارگاہ میں دعا کرتے, یا اللہ تیرے محبوب کا وصال ظاہری ہو گیا ہے, ان کا جلوہ نگاہوں سے دور ہو گیا ہے, اے اللہ یہ آنکھیں تو تھی ان کے دیدار کے لیے, اب وہ چلے گئے تو یہ آنکھیں بھی لے لیں. لکھا ہے کہ ہاتھ بعد میں نیچے آئے تو ان کی آنکھوں کا نور چلا گیا. اور یعنی کہ یہ دعا کی تھی کہ ان آنکھوں کا ورنہ کوئی مصرف ہی نہیں ہے, سرکار تمہارا رخ زیبا نظر آئے, انہیں نہ دیکھا تو کس کام کی ہیں یہ آنکھیں کہ دیکھنے کی یہ ساری بہار.
کچھ ایسا سر
کرم ہے آقا کا رخ انور نظر نہیں آ رہا تو دعا کریں یا اللہ ان آنکھوں کا مصرف ہی کیا ہوتا ہے, ان کی اوٹنی کو دیکھ لیں, میرے آقا کے دراز گوش کو دیکھ لیں, آقا کے غم میں جو ہے انہوں نے اپنی جانیں قربان کر دی تھی. اور ایک ہمیں عاشق رسول ہیں, ہمیں جو آقا کے ہمارا عشق ایسا ہے کہ فجر میں آنکھ نہیں کھلتی ہے, کمال ہے. میرے آقا نماز آنکھوں کی ٹنڈک پروار اور یہ فجر میں نہیں اٹھتا ہے, اور یہ ٹائٹل اسٹیٹس پہ روز لکھتا ہے یہ عاشق, اللہ ہمیں سچے عاشق رسول بنائے. عدیل بھائی کچھ کلام سنا دیجیے ان شاء اللہ.
صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ, وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ. تو شمس میری سعادت ہے, آجان میرا پروانہ,
بار بار سنگ کے اس بد
چوم کر لیتا مجھے کہ وہ سرور سنگ اسود چوم کر لیتا مجھے کہ وہ سرور چین پاتا دیکھ کر دل سجا پانو سجا کرم سرکار اب تو ہو گئے غم بے شما آ جانو دل تم پر پیتا ہے تو جہاں کے ہم مکیروں کو مدینے کی گلی اچھی لگی حسن ربی اچھی لگی نانا سروری اچھی لگی ہم مکیروں کو مدینے ہم مکیروں کو مدینے کی گلی ہم مکیروں کو مدینے کی گلی اچھی لگی میں نہ جاؤں گا کہیں بھی در نبی کا چھوڑ کر میں نہ جاؤں گا کہیں
We were talking about the loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the uniqueness of the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are number of sahaba who didn't even see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, those people who came in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but did not see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, they had immense love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the famous, obviously, is known as Awaisi Karni radiallahu ta'ala. He's known amongst the ashiks, the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet, he was in the same time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why he's not considered as a sahabi, because he didn't see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his physical eyes. On the other hand, Sayyidina Bilal Habshi, also known as the Ashik of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically left this world, Sayyidina Bilal Habshi could not bear being there, not seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He leaves Madinatul Munawwara. He goes back to Habsha and he travels back. And in this state, you know, for many years he's away from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the love the Sahaba Ikram alayhim wa ridwan they had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some could not bear the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not being there. Others are yearning to be into the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the love the Sahaba had for the Prophet sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. Isme ek bahut pyari baat ki, if you read the biography and the history about the Sahaba karam alaihim ridwan, inka pyar, inki mohabbat aisi thi ki inhone aqa alaihi salatu wasalam ke ishq mein apni har cheez badal di thi. Aadat badalna aasan nahi hai. Ab iski misal le, in the same house टू और थ्री ब्रदर्स होते हैं एक साथ, एक ही घर में परवरिश पाते हैं, एक ही बाप है, एक ही माँ है, एक ही चक्की का आटा खाते हैं, एक ही जगह का दूध होता है, एक ही बर्तन में पीते हैं, एक ही खून होता है, लेकिन आदतें अलग अलग होती है. वो को गुस्से वाला होता है, दूसरा नरम मिजाज होता है. एक माफ करने वाला होता है, एक जो है वो जो क्या कहते हैं माफ करने वाला नहीं होता. एक को चावल पसंद होते हैं तो दूसरे को सालन पसंद होता है. एक ही घर में रहने वाले, एक ही सोबत में परवरिश पाने वाले का मिजाज आपस में एक जैसा नहीं होता. बिल्कुल उनके अंदर तजाद आपको नजर आता है उनकी चीजों में, उठने में, बैठने में. लेकिन सहाबा ने कमाल किया कि अपनी आदतों को आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम की पसंद के मुताबिक डाल दिया. जैसे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम को पसंद होता था वो चीजें अपना देते थे. आदतें चेंज करना, आदतें बड़ा इतना आसान है. गुस्सा ये नहीं है कि रातों रात में सोया और सुबह उठूंगा गुस्सा मेरा खत्म हो जाएगा. उसको कोशिश करनी पड़ेगी, महीनों सालों लगेंगे गुस्से को कंट्रोल करने में. बहुत सारी आदतें ऐसी हैं जिनको सालों लग जाते चेंज करने में. لیکن صحابہ کرام کی اگر آپ زندگیوں کو دیکھیں گے, حضرت انس بن مالک رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سالن میں کدو شریف تلاش کر رہے ہیں, بولے یہ کیا کرے, میں نے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کو دیکھا تھا وہ کدو شریف پسند کرتے تھے, اسی طرح میں یہ کرنا شروع کر دیا. صحابہ کرام کی انہوں نے بات کی, کوئی اونٹ جو ہے وہ گھوڑے کو جو ہے اس درخت کے نیچے گھما رہا ہے, کیوں گھما رہے ہیں پتا نہیں ہے, بس کسی کی ادا کو ادا کر رہا ہوں. ادھر بیٹھ کر کیوں مسکرا رہے, بس کسی کی ادا کو ادا کر رہا ہوں. یہاں پر امام شریف کیوں کھولا ہے, کسی کی ادا کو ادا کر رہا ہوں. فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. لیکن آپ بات کریں ابوبکر صدیق کی, جو صاحب مزار بھی ہیں اور جو کہ واقعی عشق کی کتنی جو ہے انہوں نے کیا کہتے ہیں آپ معراج پائی ہے کہ سب کچھ قربان کر دیا. میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام خود فرماتے ہیں کہ سب سے زیادہ مجھے فائدہ اگر کسی کے مال نے دیا ہے تو وہ صدیق اکبر ہے. لیکن صدیق اکبر کا یہاں دیکھیں بات کیا, کہ وہ رونے لگ جاتے ہیں اور روتے ہوئے کہتے ہیں یا رسول اللہ میرا سب کچھ آپ ہی کا ہے, صدیق کا سب کچھ آپ کا ہے. یعنی یہ عشق تھی, یہ محبت تھی, یہ چیزیں تھی کہ جو کچھ بھی ہے کروں تیرے نام پہ جا فدا, نہ بس ایک جا دو جہاں فدا, تو جہاں سے بھی نہیں جی بھرا, کروں کیا کروڑوں جہاں نہیں. یہ وہ لوگ تھے جو ساری کہتے کروڑوں جہان بھی ہوتے, کروڑوں زندگیاں بھی ہوتی تو یہ آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے نام پر قربان کرنے کو تیار ہو جاتے
ہیں. This love for wealth is something which is big, and you know, if no matter if the person we come across and we've got so much love for him, but if that person turns around and says, you know, everything you have in it, pick it up and give it to me, become, you know, have nothing left, no house, no car, no nothing, no money, give it to me, would anyone give that? This is the question. No one will do that. No matter how much you love that person, you will not be ready to give everything you had. Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu, on the other hand, he showed this.
اس کے علاوہ بھی عبد النور بھائی صحابہ کی سیرت پڑھے کہ کفار نے روک لیا اور کہنے لگے کہ وہ آقا علیہ ہجرت کہو نا کہ میں جانا چاہ رہے تھے مدینہ, انہوں نے روک لیا, کہتا ہے تم اتنے امیر ہو ایسے تھوڑی تمہیں جانے نہیں ہوتا, اچھا میرا مال لے لو کہ مجھے جانے دو گے, کہتے میرا سارا مال لے لو فلا فلا جگہ پر ہے سب لے لو مجھے جانے دو, سارا مال دے دی اور آقا کے قدموں میں آ گئے. یہ تھی قربانیاں ان کی, یہ تھا محبت, یہ تھا عشق.
To mention that definitely if you have habits, if you have likes, if you have things that you're into, it's very hard to leave them. And one of the reasons that a lot of youngsters today, when they hear that they have to do a certain thing, it's very hard for them to leave something and then come into Islam. But Islam, you have to come into completely. You can't pick and choose the things that you like, I'll do this, I'll do that. But you mentioned regarding the Sahaba, as soon as they were commanded straight to where they leave, Allah, as soon as they heard, the alcohol as well, when alcohol was prohibited, now there's barrels of alcohol and stream flowing through the streets, that they got rid of them. If it's not for us, that's it. But today we find it hard and we start to question. And the first chapter of the Quran is Surah Baqarah. They were asked to slaughter a cow. They said, which color, which size, where do we find it? Is it old? Is it? And they made it hard for themselves. Yet the Muslims and the Sahaba, it was labbaik. As soon as they were commanded to do so, it was labbaik. And you mentioned regarding Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala as well, that he radiallahu ta'ala was drowned in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he radiallahu ta'ala is mentioned regarding the pulpit. His love and his respect. If you love someone, you have respect for them. Every nisbat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the relics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how the Sahaba preserved them, how they had love for them. Khalid bin Walid, I'm just going to touch on that briefly. How did he win 100 battles? His secret was he had the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his helmet. The Sahaba ikram, the blessed pulpit on which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat on. When he came to the time of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, he didn't sit on the steps where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sit. And when it came for the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar wouldn't sit with Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Look at the respect for each other, the adab for each other, this respect, this adab. And then we understand from the ulama that we cannot raise our voices in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our deeds will be wiped out, we won't even know it. And then we further learn that what was one of the reasons that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq passed away, and the scholars they write, one of the reasons was that he couldn't bear to be separated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then it's mentioned the same day, the same age, everything is matches. That is the same day, same age. And then further, now that what's our will? We think that when we pass away, let's write our house to our children's name, our land in Pakistan. Let's worry about that. Not Ashiq-i-Akbar, not Siddiq-i-Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. Instead, when I pass away, take my body and present it at the Rose Park of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give my salam. Say as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If the Rose Park, if the door opens, then bury me beside the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If it doesn't, then bury me in Jannatul Baqi. This is the love of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. He cannot be bare to be separated from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is how we should be living our life, that when we hear something and we know that this is what we are doing is wrong, then we leave it straight away. We don't ask why or this or look for excuses or try to justify it. And a lot of the problems that we have today, we try to give dalail. We try to give evidence to justify what we are doing. What we are doing is wrong in the first place. But then we try to find our evidence to justify what we are doing wrong as well. But no, a lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he hears that our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he liked this, he disliked this. He leaves the one that things that he dislikes, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he adopts those things which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved, and inshallah would increase our love for our master sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah. Like sher yaad aa raha hai ki Muhammad se wafa tune to hum tere hain. ये जहाँ चीज है क्या लोह कलम तेरे हैं, फिर सब कुछ तुम्हारा हो जाता है. एक शर्त क्या है कि मोहम्मद से वफा तूने तो हम तेरे. आका अलैहिस्सलाम की मोहब्बत जो है ना, ये ईमान की जान है. यकीन करें, आप इज्जत चाहते हैं, तरक्की चाहते हैं, ताकतवर होना चाहते हैं, आका अलैहिस्सलाम से जितनी निस्बत मजबूत होगी, जितना इश्क बढ़ेगा, उतना मुसलमान उरूज पाएगा. पस्ती है, जवाल है, एक रीजन है कि इश्क के रसूल खत्म होता जा रहा है. पस्त हो, बाला होना चाहते हो, कमजोर हो, तरक्की चाहते हो, कामयाबी चाहते हो, आका अलैहिस्सलाम से जुड़ जाओ. अब खुद गौर करें ना, आका अलैहिस्सलाम के जमाने के जो कैसर और किसरा थे, उनका नाम किसको पता है, किसको पता है? लेकिन आज पूछे मेरे आका अलैहिस्सलाम कहेंगे इमामुल मौज़िनीन कौन है, तो सारे नारा लगाएंगे बिलाल हबशी रज़ी अल्लाह. तो निस्बत तो आका अलैहिस्सलाम से जुड़ने में ना रहे, रोशन तो वही हुए जो आका अलैहिस्सलाम से जुड़ गए. इकबाल ये किसके इश्क का फैज़ आम है, इकबाल ये किसके इश्क का फैज़ आम है, रूमी फना हुआ और हबशी को दवाम. नाम उन्हीं का रह गया जिन्होंने आका के नाम पर सब कुछ कुर्बान कर दिया, भले वो हबशा के हो, भले वो फारस के हो, भले वो कहां के हो, जिसने आका से अपना रिश्ता जोड़ लिया, निस्बत जोड़ ली, फिर उसको दवाम ही दवाम होता है, उसको कोई खत्म नहीं कर सकता. अब्दुल अनान भाई क्या करना, 5 मिनट है हमारे पास.
Love for Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. Love for the Quran and love of the Ahlul Bayt. And this is something which we need to do. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Ameel Sunnah Damat Barakatum, this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami has blessed us this mindset of having love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this is something which we need to pass on to our children. Teach them the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the adab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means to us, what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam means to this ummah, and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the status and the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should be teaching our children all this, and this is very important. We teach our children everything else, but these things, the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most important thing we should be teaching our children.
Subhanallah. Mohabbat agar paida karne chahte hain to unki sohbat dein jo aqa se mohabbat karte hain. एक चीज है, मोहब्बत वालों की सोबत दें उनको, कि वो लोग जिनकी आंखें याद महबूब सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम में पुरनम, जिनके दिल याद महबूब में बेकरार, जिनकी जबाने जिक्र हबीब सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम से तर, जिनकी अरवाह इश्के रसूल में मुस्तरिब, जिनकी जिंदगी में इत्तेबाए सुन्नत की झलक, जिनके हर फेल में इताअत मुस्तफा सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम का नूर, जिनकी जिंदगी का मकसद महबूब की अस्वा हुसना की पैरवी और महबूब के तरीकों की इशात और तरवीज है, वो लोग हकीकतन सच्चे आशिक हैं. और उन्हीं की सोबतों से दिलों के अंदर जो ये जंग होता है ना, जो चढ़ा हुआ था दूसरा, वो उतरता है और इश्क रसूल का रंग जो है ना वो चढ़ जाता है. तो ऐसों की सोबत इख्तियार करेंगे, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह आज के दौर में वली कामिल अमीर अहले सुन्नत दावत बरकातुल आलिया की सोबत आपके सामने है. इसी तरीके से दावत इस्लामी का एक मदनी माहौल है, इसी तरह ये मदनी चैनल है जो इश्क रसूल के जाम भर भर के आपको पिला रहा है, क्योंकि जिससे मोहब्बत होती है ना उसका जिक्र कसरत से किया जाता है. ये याद रखें, इसीलिए अमीर अहले सुन्नत ने लिखा ना, मदीना इसलिए अत्तार जानो दिल से है प्यारा, कि रहते हैं मेरे आका मेरे दिलबर मदीने में. हर चीज आप देखें तो फैजान मदीना बना दिया, तो जामियतुल मदीना बना दिया, तो मदरसतुल मदीना बना दिया, तो मकतबतुल मदीना बना दिया, तो मदनी मुन्ने बना दिया, मदनी मुनिया बना दिया. ये क्या है, ये मदीने वाले आका से मोहब्बत है. तो जिससे मोहब्बत होती है उसका जिक्र कसरत से किया जाता है. आप चाहते हैं इश्क रसूल हो, تو ان کی صحبت میں خود بھی آ جائیں, بچوں کو بھی لے کر آ جائیں, سب مدینہ مدینہ ہو جائے گا انشاءاللہ.
MashaAllah, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, and he mentioned that he loves doing three things.
SubhanAllah.
The first is looking at the beautiful face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second is spending his wealth at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number three is being in the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because time is less, we can't go into detail. But all three of these wishes and these desires and this love was granted to Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. And who was engrossed in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best way to increase our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to read and learn about the blessed Sahaba, the blessed companions, starting with Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. And when we read inshallah azawajal, our love will automatically increase for the Prophet.
Farmaish aziz aur do sher suna de agar unke agar koi kalam yaad hai.
Huzoor meri to saari بہار آپ سے ہے, میں بے قرار تھا میرا قرار آپ سے ہے, میں بے قرار تھا میرا قرار
اللہ. Keep watching Madani channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.